Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foot. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Sanguillan reaches second base with a double. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanguillan moves to third. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot fires to third and picks off Sanguillan. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hebner. Manguel moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel scores. Parrish moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Expos, 1. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Kirkpatrick. Davis moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker is called out on strikes. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Stennett moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-2 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguillan moves to second. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanguillan moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rooker hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Stennett moves to second. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Richie Hebner. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Art Howe now playing third base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Rooker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 3 in the game. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howe settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Howe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Sanguilan moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Scott. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Sanguilan scores. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 2, Expos, 2. Dave Augustine pinch runs for Ed Kirkpatrick. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Tony Scott. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Foote reaches third base with a triple. Woods goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.